Vaughn, here's a chance to wrap up a division title. Just what are your thoughts going down to Tampa?
We just go out there and execute and do our jobs and just don't do nothing outside the game plan. Just do your part of the 1-11 and just go out there and have fun and let it loose.
Do you get a sense of excitement with what's going on here, considering what happened last year? Now, you weren't here the years before that, but this team's been through a little bit of a rut, and now here's a chance to win a division championship.
Yeah, I feel the energy. When you walk in the building, you feel the energy. You see the urgency and how things are going around here, because I've been there last year. We were going to 7-9. We finished up a little earlier than we expected, but just turning around to this year is just what a difference. We just got to keep it going and just keep focused and take one game at a time.
Why has this team been able to overcome guys dropping like flies left and right, whether it's secondary, whether it's on the defensive line, whether it's at linebacker?
Because we bought in what the coaches asked us to do, like on recovery Fridays, taking care of our bodies. We utilize each other's resources, just get together and just help taking each other and just looking out for each other. So we all bought in what the coaches brought us, and then we all bought in what we wanted to do, and we had a plan in place, so we needed everybody in.
Did you get a sense of this or a vision of this when you guys, you know, you're 0-2 and, you know, things aren't going well on defense at all, and here it is, you know, a couple of games later, you guys have won a lot of games, won 11 out of the last 13 games?
That first two starts, you know, we regrouped. We came back in on Monday, and we just said we're going to worry about ourselves. We're going to worry about how can we get better. What can we do to contribute to the team? And we'll go from there. It's just been about us. We ain't let nobody in on the outside of this building affect what we thought about us, because we knew what we could do and we knew what we had. So that's what we did with that 8-game winning stretch.
Now, you're a grizzled vet now, second year, dude. But I'm going to ask you about this year's rookie class, because you guys had your own standout rookie class. But what do you think about this rookie class with, you know, whether it's Marshawn or Marcus or Alvin or Ryan or Alex Anzalone, those guys?
All those guys, man, they contributed huge. It was a big part. Hats off to those guys that are getting better each game, and I hope the guys get healthy, you know, coming back. We're looking forward to them with open arms. But those guys contributed a huge part of this, and there's a big success to what we have today and what we got in front of us. So it's been a huge hats off to those guys.
You know, few people in here knew anything about Marshawn more than you. But when he got drafted, when you heard his name, what were your immediate thoughts?
I texted him, and I said, this is what we talked about in the locker room. All the dreams we talked about, all the accomplishments, and it came to reality. I told him I love him. Now when you get here, it's time to go to work.
All right, sir. If you remember early in the season, even during camp, you talk about energy. There was this, almost this energy of, hey, if this doesn't go well, they may change a lot of stuff. You remember back?
Yeah.
Okay. And that seemed to be a good energy to have. When did it change to the energy of the more fun and the energy toward not only just, I guess, making it right, but winning a division? Can you remember where it may have flipped?
It started flipping around when we beat Miami. When we were on the road. We beat Carolina, beat Miami. We got on the road. It came back. We won again. And that's when it really started flipping. We played Detroit, too. And we just started like, man, we're playing for each other. Man, it's having fun out with guys, making plays. We out here. That's when we start posing. You know, we start doing the group photos and stuff like that. It's around that stretch. That's when it started. We just started letting it loose and just having fun, just really buying in. The coaches let us be us. And we really start showing our personalities out there and just letting it loose. So you see the results now.